Cool Digs Now, our look at executive workspaces, and there is a connection between tonight's office and one of the stories we reported earlier. If you don't trust your memory, check out the clues here and guess who works in this place. A polished stone floor, a big open space, leather chairs in front of the long desk, but this is not the office of a Fortune 500 executive. When was the last time you saw a cup full of pencils on the boss's desk? And they really do get used. Look at how worn down the erasers are. A jar of strawberry candies. Once they might have been cigars or pipes. In fact, there are still some pipes here put onto a high shelf next to those carved cattle. But the pipes are collecting dust now. Their owner gave up smoking years ago. Also on the shelves, this bust. Know who it is? We don't. Many of the books back there have titles in Spanish. Even the World Almanac. Might some be law books? Years ago, our host worked as an attorney, defending poor people. All these phones, 8 of them. Better not touch this red phone, which looks like the hotline in a James Bond movie. Just off the office, the conference room, 50s modern. The big TV is newer technology, though. Stereo speakers built in and a stack of video cassettes. How about this? We didn't plant this tape. It was here already. Honest.